James chapter 2. My brothers, do not show partiality with the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Because if there comes to your assembly a man with a gold ring, in nice clothing, and there comes in also a poor man in ragged clothing, and you have respect towards him who wears the nice clothing, and say to him, sit here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand there, or sit here under my footstool, are you not then partial in yourselves, and have become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Do they not blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you have partiality, you commit sin, and are convicted by the law as sinners. Because whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet sins in one point, he is guilty of all. Because he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you have broken the law. So speak, and so do, as those who shall be judged by the law of liberty. Because he shall receive judgment without mercy, who has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. What does it profit, my brothers, though a man say he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked, and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it does not have works, is dead, by itself. Yes, a man may say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. The demons also believe, and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our forefather justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Do you see how faith worked with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the prostitute justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way. Because as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.